Good morning. Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So today I'd like to speak to you about being displaced and working abroad and working on a small space and being able to conserve your energy and find an equilibrium. So last week, for instance, I was working in a different country, which was also from the weather conditions different and from the surroundings. And also, if you're a person like me, who is a highly sensitive empath, it's not easy for us to be surrounded by people constantly and being in crowds and being social all the time. Now, I'd like to give you some tips here. As you've seen in my last video, evening care is as important as morning care. Now, sometimes our schedule is so tight and we are living with other people close together in close space. We are maybe even sharing our sleeping quarters with others. And especially when you are on board, it can be challenging because there is not so much space and you really are never alone. Very important, try to find this 15 minutes in the morning and in the evening to be alone. Whatever you do in this alone time can be either journaling, meditation, sports, or just enjoying a walk or being in nature. This is really up to you. But it's important that we just pull ourselves out of this energy to be able to rejuvenate and go back into this energy. And it's a key ingredient to stay balanced and in an equilibrium. And another thing that is really important when you are surrounded by people and you listen to the conversations, you want to engage, but you can choose whether you engage or not. The choice is always yours. And sometimes what other people experience is not necessarily what you need to experience, and it is your own perspective. So being aware that you're your own person. And self-care means that you honor exactly this. Self-care means also to be able to conserve your energy, to be able to give to others. If we do not conserve this energy, and I sometimes do it in form of a light bubble around me, this is a specific alchemy healing technique, a meditation practice that we have learned that allows us to be in a protected space. Now, we use a lot of sacred geometry. So we use, for instance, the Merkaba, which is a multidimensional star, the pyramid up to the heavens and down to the ground. And we imagine to be in this specific form, especially when we are surrounded by a lot of people and we don't necessarily want to be attached to their energy. And if you're a highly sensitive empath, you have the tendency to maybe feel what other people feel and not knowing whether these are your emotions or someone else's. That's why it's very important that you become aware of your own emotions, your own body sensations, and also protect your space. And there are various techniques. And I will guide you through a meditation in the next weeks that allows you to remember during the day that you have this light bubble around you. Now, when you are in a space where people have experienced something else than you, and there's a tendency of high emotions happening, lower vibrational energies, and there's a lot of talking, it is up to you to engage or not. It is a really key ingredient. And to get bothered by it or not, you always have the choice. I'll give you an example, for instance. When you work a lot and overtime hours, and you have someone or a group of people experiencing something, to engage in a tongue conversation, in gossip, is really up to you. That is a key ingredient. And normally what these conversations are, you know, the words we use, the emotions we use, they can affect our well-being. They can affect our mental and emotional state and equilibrium, homeostasis within our nervous system, something really important. We, for instance, the last week experience, we had a unique experience. I was there with my bestie and my colleague in London. We, for instance, arrived on Friday night in Kensington, and the Airbnb that we rented was absolutely not the standard that we booked. There were squatters, it was cold, it was not safe, and people coming in and out, the doors were not locked. And all three of us were not upset or angry. You just made sure that we organized something else to stay so we could crash at a friend's place, luckily. We made sure we find a taxi to go there. We made sure that we claim the money back with Airbnb. So we were very focused and did not engage too much in drama and emotional ups and downs and upheaval. The next experience we had on Sunday, our flight got canceled because of severe weather. Again, all three of us, okay, where do we stay? What do? How do we rebook our flights? Guess what? On Monday, the flights got canceled again. Where do we stay? What's the transport? Where do we go? And all three of us were switched on. We knew exactly, okay, this happens. It's fine. We're not going to linger too long in being upset, angry, or anything, because we knew it's not going to be good for us and it's going to wind us up. So we stayed focused. And once you know and you practice how to not get sucked into drama, then you know how you could flow through life, overcoming obstacles easily without wasting your energy and time and effort with conversations, retelling yourself the story, and being effective, productive in that very moment to find solutions. Namaste, namaha.